Add a couple of ha'aros to the sugi of Kates that Merakin, the sugi of Midrash Sheker Tirchak. And I want to start with the end of the Maror Makomos. Okay, there is a pasuk in Zechariah Hanavi, Perches pasuk Yutes, famous pasuk. It says, Kom Hashem Tzavakos, Tzom HaRavi'i V'Tzom HaChamish V'Tzom HaShvi'i V'Tzom HaSiri. So these four major fast days that we have in the Jewish calendar from the Divya Nevi'im, so in the future, they will be converted from days of fasting to days of merriment, to days of celebration. When we'll have the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, we'll no longer have these fast days. They'll turn into celebratory days. And then the Pasuk says, V'ha'emes v'ha'shalom ahevo. And Hashem loves emes and shalom. So these are two values that Hashem is very much in favor of, emes and shalom. And you have a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yudches, where Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omeid, ala din, va'ala emes, va'ala shalom. And the quote says pasuk in Zechariah. So once again, the world stands according to Rav Gamliel on three core pillars. What are the three? Din, justice, emes, and shalom. So emes and shalom become core and fundamental pillars, values that the Torah stands on. And as was mentioned yesterday by Rav Katzlita, Chosamo Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu emes, one of the imprints and seals of Hashem is emes. Emes is certainly a core and fundamental value, as is shalom. And the question that our sugi really perhaps highlights is, what is the din when shalom and emes come into clash? When being honest is going to come into direct conflict with shalom. And I think if you ask me what's the essence of the sugya of Kates of Merakim, which we'll take a look quickly, is that conflict. So Tanur Rabbanan, Kates of Merakim, Akala Rashi says Ma Omrim Lefaneh. It's not about dancing; it's about what we say. And Beis Shammai says Kala Kamoshi, Beis Hillel Omrim Kala Noe Vechasuda. So Beis Shammai basically says we're going to call it as we see it. So if she's very attractive, we'll express that. If she is perhaps grade B, so we'll express that. Whatever it might be, Rashi says, Lefi yofya v'chashivusa mekalsinosa. You'll praise her according to her beauty. If she's very beautiful, gavaldik. If she's less than very beautiful, then that's what you'll say as well. And Beis Hillel says, no, kalo no'e v'chasuda. And basically we'll express some kind of beauty that she has, no matter what, will always be very, very positive. You look at Tosfos, Kala Kamoshi, and I know you did this already, Yesh Ba Mum. So Lo Yishabchu, if she has a mum, you're not going to go ahead and say she's gorgeous when she is the elephant woman. That's not what you should say. You're not allowed to lie. Rather, be quiet, Inami, or Yishabchu HaBedavar Noes SheYesh Ba, or find some quality that she has. You'll tell her. The chassan says, "Nu, how's my wife? How's my new wife, my kala?" You say she has an excellent personality, and so you'll identify something that is positive about her, whether it's her eyes, her hands, or basil. Omrim yishabchu lagamri, kishmaskir mash yesh balishvach mechal deshal gnai. Because after all, if you say she has a nice personality, so what are you actually saying? You're saying something about her appearance, negative. So basil says, don't go negative. Yishabchu, and then the Gemara continues. Shachavatar continues. Hare shahoisa chigeres asuma omelo kana v'chasuda v'atora amrim midvar sheker tircha omelo beisil v'shamay v'divrechem mishalokav mekach ro min ashuk yishabchen beinov v'yiganer beinov havi omer yishabchen beinov mitkana v'chacham lo olim tia data shal adam mi'ureves im habrios. Tosa says Yeshabchena be'enav o yeganena be'enav u'beishame hasabri af al gav the yeshabchena be'enav ein lohem l'chacham l'takin lahazkik lomar sheker da Torah amra midvar sheker tirchak. So even though when it comes to mekach, says Tosis, Beisham would agree that you're not going to, after a person buys something, you're not going to go ahead and say something negative about what he purchased. But to go ahead and institute a formula that is going to be a negative formula, that we don't do. To go ahead and say, Kala Nove Chasuda, and she's not so Noah, she's not so Chasuda, to institutionalize Sheker that Chazal say we should not do. Okay, that's the basics of the Gemara, Tosis, and the like. What I want to focus on is AK, can you do me a favor? Just that tissue. Sure. Or if you have one handy, then I'll no, you could say, whoa. Just one. One will do. I'm sure it's not used. Okay, so the Ritva here is very, very important. I think the Ritva really highlights the issue. And the Ritva says, what's the basis for Beis Hillel's position? So Beis Hillel says, when it comes to Mekach, Yeshabchenu, O Yeganenu, of course you're going to give praises. Perish, Dekol Shuhu, Mibnei Darkei Shalom, Ein Bo Mishum, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So we opened this shir saying there's two core and fundamental values that the Navi has, that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos has, Emes and Shalom. What happens when they conflict? So says the Ritva, anytime you have a clash between Darkei Shalom and Midvar Sheker Tirchak, what wins? Shalom wins. Okay, I'm stopping now because I have a very, very bad cold, and I'm going to ask you to deliver the rest of the shir. Okay, I'm going to ask a simple question, and then you take it from here. What is the core halachic shaila, lamdasha halachic shaila, you want to ask in light of this presentation of the Ritva? I'll help you out. Sheker, Shalom. Emes, Shalom. They're on the scales. Which wins?
Shalom.
Emes, Shalom, which wins?
Shalom
wins. Shalom wins. Emes loses. So in the clash of Emes and Shalom, what's the Torah's approach? Lie for the sake of Shalom. Now I'm asking you, what is the lumdisha question you want to pose?
Why?
That's not a lumdisha question.
Where's the Shalom?
Okay, okay. There is a good definitional questions. What's called Shalom? What does that mean? That's fair. That's not a lumdisha question. It's a definitional question. What I'm asking a lumdisha issue. Yeah.
If MS is like a Joe Rice app, a thing that you have to keep, how can Shalom, which is not really a Joe Rice aspect?
Who said?
Who says it isn't?
Are you making that up? I'm assuming Shalom is also Doraisa. These are core fundamental values. What is the lumdisha question? Jonah?
The Pasuk is telling us the world stands on all three. What about Shalom is tipping the scale?
You're right. Okay, so the Gemara, the Ritva is telling you Shalom wins. Why? Good question. You want to know why? Fair question. But I'm asking within that, what's my, what are the parameters? Elon? How far we push it, yeah? That's what I'm looking for you to say. So, Yona Luber, the clincher, says the Shiloh that he's asking is it chutzra or is it dechuya? What do I mean by that? Give me some areas in that you're familiar with. We have a clash between dinim. Go ahead. What? Pikuach nefesh and Shabbos. You have a clash between dinim. Which wins? Pikuach nefesh wins. How does it win? Does it win that, oh, but makom pikuach nefesh, Shabbos doesn't exist? That's what we call chutzra. Or Shabbos exists, but push comes to shove, what wins? Pikuach nefesh wins. Give me another example. What? Shofar on Shabbos. I'm not sure that's called a clash. I'm not sure that's a clash. What? Excellent. You have two mitzvahs. You're oisip the mitzvah, that's polter the other mitzvah. How is it polter the other mitzvah? Is now the mitzvah no longer? Which shita says it's no longer? Which shita says it's no longer? The other mitzvah doesn't exist. Which, we did this. The Ritva in Sukkah Daf Chav Hei. That was, we did that sugya. Or is it Dechuy? Give me another example. Lashon Hara and Chinuch? What? Give me another example. Something we did this year. Bris Milah on Shabbos, Saras on Shabbos. I was thinking of Ochal Nefesh on Yont, Mitoch. Is Mitoch Chutra or is it Dechuy? Okay, same shayla over here. Anytime you have a clash, you want to ask yourself, is it a Chutra or is it Dechuy? Good? So that's what we want to analyze a little bit. And in order to do that, let us take a look at a couple of marmakomos. Very easy stuff. But take a look at, please, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Hamed Beis. Well-known Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi La Mishum Rabbi Eli Elazar Brav Shimon. Mutter La Adam Leshanos Bidavar HaShalom. Any diyukim you want to make in the Gemara so far? What does that mean?
Change.
What does that mean? What's the diyuk you want to make?
It's not a direct lie.
Okay, good. So the language of the Gemara is, it doesn't say mutter l'shaker. What does it say? L'shanos. What is l'shanos if you translate that into English? To make an alteration. Maybe what you'd call a white lie. But it doesn't say l'shaker. It says l'shanos. So you're allowed to be m'shanem ibnei davar shalom, sh'nemar. And the Gemara says the story of Avicha Tziva Ko Tamru Liosef Ana Sana. What's this referring to? So Yaakov is dead. They bury Yaakov. The brothers now come back and they're a little nervous. What are they nervous about? Now that Yaakov's dead, that maybe Yosef's going to take care of them. So what do the brothers say? Yosef, they tell Yosef, the father commanded us basically to forgive us. Essentially. Did Yaakov ever command that? No. So they were Mishanim and they Darche Shalom, and apparently it was okay that they did that. That's source number one. Take a look, please, at the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner, number 10. So the Gemara says, B'Gemara Kosa Muli Yosef. Ksas Koshe. Be'emez Eich Mutal HaShakra Ksim Yishra Shekar Tirchak. How are they allowed to lie? After all, it says, you're not allowed to lie. The Ode. Ma Loshon L'Shanos. Havalei L'Meimar Mutal HaShakra Mitei HaShalom. Why does the Gemara say L'Shanos? It should have said what? L'Shakra. V'yesh Lomar. So he answers, Devadai B'nei Yaakov Lo Dibru Shekin. Did they lie outright?
No.
It wasn't outright. The Yesla Dakdeg Dolama Sholchu Yosef Flo Dabru Batzmam. They sent a message to Yosef. They didn't say it directly. Kamosh Tivla Maviyam Api Devrem Shama Kotamru Yosef. This is what you should tell Yosef. V'haya Lahem Lira Shemizayavin Yosef Sheshekar. V'oh Yeshom De Kotamru Miyutar Kem De Kvarksev Leimor Lachen Yesh Loma Shehem Amru Lishna Dimishtame Litre Ape. They said something that could be interpreted in one of two ways. It could be interpreted this way or that way. Was it a direct lie? It was a direct lie. Was it deceptive? Yes, it was deceptive, but was it a direct lie? Not a direct lie. And since it was not a direct lie, that's what is allowed, and that's the language of Lashanos and not Lashakir. Would this indicate this pshat of the Aruch Laner and the Gemara Yevamos? Does that indicate Chutra or Dechuya? Chutra or Dechuya? What is the difference between Chutra and Dechuya? Chutra means B'makom Shalom, there is no Isser Sheker. It's Mutar Legamre. What does Dechuya mean? The Isser is there. Push comes to shove. You can't lie, but the Isser is still there, which implies that if you can avoid a direct lie, must you do so?
Yes.
Absolutely, because the Isser is still there. So the fact that the Aruch Laner is interpreting the shot like this, what does that indicate?
Dechuya.
It indicates Dechuya, not a direct lie. Can't go, don't go direct lie. You can fudge it a little bit, if necessary, Laman Ha Shalom. The Gemara continues in Yevamos. Not only is it a heter to do so, it's a mitzvah to do so. How do you see that? Vayomer Shmuel, eich eleich, v'shama shol v'hageni. Is that Shmuel says to Hashem, you sending me to tell Shol that what? That there's going to be a new king? What's he going to do to me? He's going to kill me. Let me tell a story. I'm just going to bring karbanos. I'm just going to bring karbanos. Now, is that true?
Yes.
What? He did go to bring karbanos, but that was a primary reason or a secondary purpose? Secondary purpose. And does Hashem say, okay, you could do that? Yes, that indicates not only is it a heter, but it's a mitzvah to, did he lie direct? To fudge it a little bit. That seems to be the case. And then the Gemara says something amazing. The Gemara says that not only did Shmuel do this, not only did the brothers of Yosef do it, but who else did it? Hashem himself did it, because Hashem wanted to make peace between Avraham and Sarah. What did Sarah say about Avraham when she's told that they're going to have a child? That he's old. So what did Hashem say when he reported this to Sarah? That what? That Sarah's old, but not that Avraham's old. So what did he do? He changed the lashon. To what end? L'man Hashalom. So not only did is it perhaps a reshus, a heter, not only is it a mitzvah, but even Hashem is role modeling this kind of behavior. So take a look at a fundamental machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. There's a the pasuk says, I'm source 11. Va'avram v'sara zekenim ba'im bayamim. Chadalios l'sara ora kanashim. So Sarah is already post-menopause. She can't have children. Vatitzachak Sara b'kirba lemor achrei bilosi haisi li edna. After my body's all worn out, I'm going to have my time. I'm going to be able to carry a child. Not only that, the Adoni zaken, and my husband Avram is what? Is old. Vayomer Hashem al Avram. Lama zetzachaka Sarah lemor ha'af amnam eleid va'ani zachanti. And what does Hashem omit? Hashem omits that she said that Avram is old. Now, if you look at how Rashi and the Ramban interpret this, I think you see something very interesting. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says va'ani zachanti shina hakasuv. Hashem speaks. What's the language? Shina hakasuv. Why? Because sharihi amra v'aduni zokein. What did Hashem do? Did he lie? He didn't lie. What did he do? Meaning, he omitted the full story. She said, I'm old and he's old. And all Hashem said was, she's old. So he omitted. Now, was there a shina in lashon? Yes. But it wasn't a direct lie. Look at the Ramban. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban says it's even stronger. Vani zakanti, who perish? Acharei belosi, udvarav emes. Ach, mipnei hasholom lo rotz legalos masha amra vadani zakein. Ki haya roi shiyamar, it should have said, vani vaadoni zakeinim. Kisara b'shem tzitzachak. In other words, Ramban is highlighting once again that Hashem lied. Hashem did not lie. All he said was half the story. Half the story. Udvarav emes. Hashem's statement was 100% true. So if I were to ask you, according to this Gemara, is it Hutra or Dechuya? It's Dechuya. The Isser Sheker has not disappeared. It's still present. It's still there. Just it has been push comes to shove. Shalom versus Sheker. Shalom's going to carry the day. When is that red clash? But you must do everything you can in your power to do what? To minimize the clash. I think you see this in a very, very beautiful Gemara in Bava Metzia. Famous Gemara. So Gemara there says that if a person is a Talmud Chacham, normally speaking, when there's an Aveda, in order to get the Aveda back, what do you have to do? What do you have to supply? siman. You have to apply siman. But if you're a Talmid Chacham, then you're reliable with something called Tvias Ayin. If you just say it's mine and you're a Talmid Chacham who doesn't lie, then we give it back to you even without siman. What kind of Talmid Chacham doesn't lie? Talmid Chacham don't lie. Except the Gemara says in three areas a Talmid Chacham is allowed to lie. What are the three areas he's allowed to lie? So the Gemara says, b'maseches, b'puria, u've'ushpiza. Everyone likes to quote this Gemara this time of year. So what does it mean, b'maseches, that he's allowed to lie? Rashi says, he's allowed to lie as a form of anava. If someone asks him kashas in a masechet, he's allowed to say, I'm not holding that masechet, I'm holding a different masechet, not that masechet, because of anava, he's allowed to lie. Okay? It means he wants to be modest. That's called a midah. That is a lie. You're not allowed to, if it means toning that down, yeah, of course you should help someone. But if it's a matter of someone asks you, are you holding a maseches Shabbos? Even if you are, you can be modest about it. That's permissible. What does Bapuria mean? What does the word Puria mean? So Puria typically means a bed. So Rashi learns it means a bed. Shimashta mitasecha. Did you go ahead and have relations last night? If someone asks you, has the chutzpah to answer that question, are you allowed to lie and say, no. You're allowed to lie. You're allowed to lie because of the midas tznius. That's how Rashi learns Puria. There's a famous Maharsha. How does the Maharsha learn Puria? He learns Puria from the Lashon of Purim. And if someone asks you, did you get smashed drunk yesterday on Purim?
No.
You're allowed to lie. You're allowed to lie and say, yeah, I drank on Purim, even if you didn't drink at all. That's what the Maharsha says. You're allowed to, and the Maharsha seems to be suggesting that you don't have to drink on Purim if you don't want to, and it's even something you're allowed to lie about. That's how he understands Puria is Milashon Purim. Okay? And then the third thing you're allowed to lie, Rashi says Ushpiza. Ushpiza means if you visited someone for Shabbos and it was gavaldic, it was amazing, the food was incredible, the hospitality was incredible, and someone asked you, how was it by Rabbi Katz for Shabbos? And the guys say it was the most incredible thing in the world, it was like, you gotta get there, it's amazing, and then Rabbi Katz is gonna be inundated with requests, so in order to help Rabbi Katz out, you're allowed to say, no, it's okay. Shah's okay. It was okay. It was all right. In order to maintain Shah. Okay. So one of the things that Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie about? Maseches Ushpiza and Puri. So Tosfos over there as a kasha. V'had lo chashuv hacha. Before I get to that, look back at 14, the Gemara. What does Gemara say? Bahani plas mili avide rabbanon de mishani milayu. What does mishani milayu mean? Again, does it say sheker? Doesn't say sheker. So once again, highlighting perhaps that a duchuya model. So Tosfos says, really, it's only three. Isn't it four things? Isn't Talmid Chacham also allowed to lie because of darkei shalom? So v'had lo chashuv hacha mutar lishana de darkei shalom. These are all examples of what? Because what does Darkei Shalom mean? Does it mean really peace? It means some overarching, what I will call, nida, value. There's a value of anava. So to maintain anava, there's a value of chaver, make sure that the host doesn't get inundated. There's a value of tzius. For those overarching, core, fundamental values, you're allowed to, what? You're allowed to be Mashana Milayu. That's what a Talmid Chacham is allowed to do. So these are just examples of Shalom, and it's all part of this broader concept of Shalom. Good? Comes along the Shita Mikubetz, and it quotes the Rif. And the Rif says a different Mashana. Hani Tlas Mili Avid Rabbana, because of a Rif, Vizela Shono, V'huadin de Mashana B'divrei Shalom. Aye. So why is Shalom not mentioned? Vahai delo chashiv ha bahadi hana klas Mishum dahi lo itzturchile de mitzvahi. What's the riff saying? That those three are what? Are reshus. When it comes to darkei shalom, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to lie. It's a mitzvah to lie. One could understand the riff to be saying that maybe when you have a situation of bona fide shalom, you don't have an option. What does reshus mean? Is a Talmud Chacham allowed to lie about Masech? Is he allowed to tell the truth about Masech?
Yeah.
Yes. Is he allowed to tell the truth about his what he did last night? Yeah. He's allowed. Is he allowed to tell the truth about the host? He's allowed to. He's allowed. He's also allowed to fudge it. When it comes to Darkei Shalom, says the Rif, you have to lie. Why would it be that you have to lie? What? Because perhaps Darkei Shalom is matir the Isser of Sheker. Meaning there is no Isser. Once there is no Isser anymore, then it becomes, it's just Shalom. So you should, you have a requirement to not tell the truth in order to maintain Shalom. In other words, Shalom is the greater value over the Isser of Sheker. One second. Let's just learn a Rambam. I'm learning a Rambam, and I want you to tell me, is the Rambam learning like the Rif, or is the Rambam learning like the Balei HaTosis? So we have a Talmid Chacham is allowed to lie for a number of things. Bamed dvar mamurim b'talmid vasik she'eno mishana b'diburo klal ela b'divrei shalom o b'masechta o b'mita o b'bayis shu misaregbo. What does the Rambam say? How many things is the Talmid Chacham allowed to lie about? He says four things. Sounds like, not like the Rif. Not like the Rif. The Rif says, how many things is a Talmid Chacham allowed to lie about? Three. And what about the fourth thing? He must lie about. What does the Rambam say? He's allowed to lie about four things. They're all begeder reshus. And when you look at the Rambam carefully, he says, for example, Ketza, haya osip ma'asechaz nida, and what did he do? What did he say? Listen carefully. Vehosif vigara. What did he do? He embellished a little bit, or he omitted a little bit. Hareze mutter. It's what? It's mutter. Is it a chiyuv? It's mutter. It's mutter. What's mutter? Lahosif o legareya. Is he allowed to lie? Is he allowed to lie? He can embellish. It's embellishing. I'm using the word embellishing. 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 Is it a nice dress? It's a gorgeous dress. It's an embellishment. It's not an outright. It's an embellishment. Balimbo Aiden. Ah, okay. So it sounds like the thrust, the overwhelming majority of the sukkahs, what emerges is when the Ritva says, Darkei Shalom versus Sheker, Darkei Shalom wins. So how would you argue it wins? It wins b'derech d'chui, which makes perfect sense, which is the more sound position, especially if you're talking about the two pillars. Emes and Shalom are pillars. So to say, yeah, Shalom might have a priority, but not that it's going to totally overwhelm Sheker, it's just going to create a deference that push comes to shove, so Sheker is going to take a back seat. But again, even when we see it takes a back seat, it only takes a back seat in the form of Mishana, Milayu, Lahosif, Legareya, but not to go ahead and ultimately allow a direct and fundamental lie. And I think that's a core and fundamental idea. Now, I mentioned a few examples in the pre-shir. You fail the test. Mom asks, how do you do on the test? would that be a context where Mipnei HaShalom would be allowed to be Meshana B'Diburayu? So lechor we're not. Why? Because that's not called Shalom. That's called saving your own skin. Saving your own skin is not called Shalom. And therefore that would not be allowed. To go ahead, the wife asks you how the dress is, and you don't like it so much. But to say, you know what? You look great in the dress. You look great in the dress. So would that be mutter? Lechora, that would be permissible. To say when it comes to the kala, the husband says, "Nu, what do you think about my new kala?" And to say, "Wow, a kala, and she's a kala no'a vechasuda. She's a lovely kala, beautiful kala, wonderful kala. She's perfect for you." Would that be mutter? So again, Beis Sham is telling you that would be mutter because says the Ritva, because we are prioritizing Shalom over the Isser Sheker, even though the Isser Sheker is still there, so therefore you have to do your best to minimize that kind of scenario. Any questions? Correct. According to who? Again, I think the Rif, I think there is room to go a little further. When he said, the man Darman says mitzvah in the Gemara. Might be telling us a little more, but yes, the language of Mishnah, I think that Chazal are very sensitive over here, because Chazal do not want to give a green light to Sheker, because we know where that green light can easily lead. My wife told me once, she was in a certain high school in where she went, and the high school, they had like windows on the doors, and the principal peeked through the window during a test, and guess what the principal saw?
Cheating.
So the principal barged into the room and says to the girls, "B'zeh halasha, you start with cheating on your tests, then you cheat on your taxes, and then you cheat on your husbands." Now, I don't know if that's necessarily a progression, but the midah of being an ish emes, Moshe emes, visoroso emes, and the value of emes is one that cannot be lost. Yes, there'll be circumstances, very very limited circumstances. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie about Mishana Milai, three or four things, and yes, Shalom might be one of those cases, but the clear message of Chazal and the sugya is even in those cases we have a heter, but the heter is definitely going to be narrowly subscribed. And as was mentioned yesterday, if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim, so the Mechaber quotes the position of Beis Hillel, that mitzvah l'sameh chosim v'kala rakim b'lfaneh, v'lo m'shinoa v'chasuda. I feel it or not, even if she's not so no, you're allowed to say she's noa v'chasuda. Is that an outright lie by saying she's not the chasuda?
Yeah.
It's not an outright lie. Why is it not an outright lie? Because she, in your mind, yeah, not the chasuda has a subjective element to it. The Chelkas Mechoke says, afilu eino no'eh. Notice. Lo shim yesh lo mum. Let's say she has blemishes all over. And you say, ein lo mum. She has no mum. She has a mum. You say, she has no mum. Like, she's wearing two patches on her eyes. Moshe Dayan. And you say, she has great eyes. I love her eyes. It's Sheker Mamish. That you're not allowed to do. Rak Yomer Stam. Just say Stam. Shehi Noeh. V'chut shel chesed mashgaleha. La'fuk midas be'shama. You're not allowed to lie. You're just allowed to say something that's vague and that can be construed in a certain way. Beis Shmuel says, lo mashi noeh. Afal gav diksiv midvar sheker tirchav. Yesh le taritz dvorav. She no b'maseh b'prisha. Is that by saying she's nice? Nice can mean anything. Nice personality. Nice. She dresses nice. She talks nice. It means anything. And therefore, once it's subject to interpretation, that's not called a direct lie. So at the end of the day, we're still left with these two core values, MS and Shalom. Never to forget those core values. And at the end of the day, push comes to shove. Yes, Shalom might win, but MS continues to be a fundamental and core value. Thank you for giving me that extra day just to share those thoughts. Tomorrow, Bezos Hashem, back to Ksuvis, first parak, where we're up to. We'll work on, what are we working on? We're working on Mukareh. And then we'll probably wrap up the Zman with Bari Vishema, which is a major sugya to wrap it up.